It was so good.
And that was good.
Thank you.
The Diva Cast, number 120, 18 November 2008. Everybody, we are the Divas from the Diva Cast. We are five fun, fabulous 40-something friends, and I'm Sharon.
I'm Suzanne.
I'm Julie.
I'm Carrie, and we believe inside every woman is a diva.
Hey.
We're missing Amy. I know, sweet, and I'm just kind of, I've got the giggles a little bit because it just sounds so funny to hear you do that.
Somebody else?
Yeah, it sounds funny to hear someone else do it. Yeah. But it's great.
So we're back from the Manic Mommy's Escape
Cruise. I want to hear every sordid detail.
Do you really?
I do.
It was fun.
Oh my gosh. It was a whirlwind. And yes, it was so much fun. Carrie and I, it was just a complete abdominal workout the entire time because we laughed so hard. Well, we started out and we were able to get first class on the way down there because we were flying non-rev space available. Mm-hmm.
By the skin of our teeth, because yeah. I hate that. They make you sit there and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait, and then it was good stuff.
Good. Yeah. Okay.
So it started out really well. And let's tell when we were looking for the Courtyard Marriott, and I said, Carrie, is there more than one Courtyard Marriott in Miami?
Sharon's laughing. Okay, one in California.
There's a bunch of Marriotts, but there that I was told in the email, there's just this one Courtyard, and... This isn't a good way to get me started because that was so aggravating.
No, but that was okay. But okay, so
the cab driver should have known, in my opinion.
Yeah.
When you've got people coming in, you should know. And he's going, is it downtown? I'm like, and then you accidentally said the wrong street, so we went to the other one. We did that twice in our trek in Miami.
So we were really missing you, Julie.
Yes. I was just fixing all the times they cuss me about being in charge in my direction.
I know. We're like, we need an FB, a firstborn.
Yeah, we found our FBs on the cruise, but in Miami, we were a little bit lost.
Well, was the weather? Because y'all were near the hurricane.
No, the weather was great. But let me just tell you, the one thing that we did that afternoon, so we got to the room, and then that afternoon, we walked around, and we found this little 10-minute nail salon. And we said, let's go get a mani-pedi for the cruise, because both of us we just had zero time to prep, do any personal prep before. So we go into this nail salon, we get our nails done, and at the very end, the woman in a broken accent said, would you like some white? I said, excuse me? And I thought she meant like white tips on my nails or something. She was asking us if we wanted a glass of wine.
Oh. We loved that
place. And at first I was like, wine? I was like, sure, we'll have a glass of wine. But I was thinking, I was like, oh my God, now we're going to get it and it's going to be really yucky.
Yeah. Like sweet, icky wine.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
That was good.
That's like that Bon Quique.
And the picture will be on the Dear Zanny website and also on the DivaCast website.
The picture of the wine?
Yeah, of Carrie and I at the nail salon because I made her take a picture of us to start out. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So that was a great way.
Okay, get on the boat.
Okay,
I have to say one thing.
Yes.
Okay, Sharon remembers this, but we had this conversation a little while ago. Suzanne took me along to a psychic, and there was this experience where she was asking Suzanne if she was traveling anytime soon with her husband. And she's like, well, we went here, we went there. Not really. Oh, Carrie and I are going on a trip. And she goes, oh, well, you. And she's looking at Suzanne. And then she goes, oh, no, you. And she pointed right at me. Oh, you are going to have an affair. And I was like, what? No, I'm not. I am not.
So are you here to tell us you did?
She's here to confess
everything. This is the funniest thing. So... the first night we're there, it's a whole other show. We end up going down to South Beach.
South Beach to Mangoes.
Yeah, and there's like, it's crazy there. The next morning, we get on the van, we go to the port, and we're dragging our suitcases, okay? I mean, it took us all of like 4 minutes to attract the entire Rochester, New York
fire department.
Yeah, fire department. Suzanne is stopped by these two hunkamunka men, and I'm like, oh no, the psychic,
take me now.
I laid down on the parking lot. Yeah, no, but it was just so funny because our first our first like hour, you have to kind of hang out on the Lido deck waiting for your room to be cleaned. And there we are with the entire Rochester Fire Department around us talking to these men. And the manic mommies are walking above us, looking down at us. And I'm thinking, oh, they think we're hoes.
This is not looking good for the Diva Cast.
No, it was fun. But speaking of FBs, what was really synchronistic and really neat was that I had been talking to a couple women, Kim. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Kim.
And Angela.
Angela.
Those are our listeners. Some of our listeners.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Cool. And let me tell you, these women remember everything that Julie says, that Sharon says.
That scares me.
It scared me.
We don't remember.
I don't remember what I say.
I need their phone number so I can call them and...
It's really surreal because they do remember stuff, and you have to put yourself in a situation where you don't know basically anything about some people. I mean, I knew some things about these women, but
it's men. It's very, very minimal.
Yeah, and they know a lot. But it was so cute because Kim had asked us what kind of M&Ms we liked and what kind of liquor we liked. Okay, so on the first day, I get this phone call, and Kim's on the other line, and she's like, "Where are you?" And meanwhile, she had called, you know, whoever you call on a cruise ship to find out what room I was in. Uh-huh. And they put her on hold for like 20 minutes. And finally she gets us and she goes, "What room are you in?" And I'm like, 78M. And all of a sudden she goes, "Listen." And you hear this knocking on the wall. And she's right next door with this girl,
cute.
Angela. It's very cool. And so she was our FB. She was always telling us, her and Elaine were always telling us where we needed to be and when.
Yeah, we were looking up. Oh, remember how long it took us to get to dinner one night because we couldn't find it?
It was the last night.
It's two of us directionally impaired. We are going up and down the damn elevator. We're in and out of another ballroom where everyone's eating. We're feeling like damn fools.
We just realized that it was the third night we were there, so we have no excuse. We had been there for 3 nights.
No, it's not new, right?
And it was the first time we realized, the Rochester firemen are actually in a whole different dining room than we were. That's why we never saw them. And, you know, the guy was telling us where to go. And basically we come back up to him and he takes our hand and walks us all the way to the dining room. And it was like half an hour late.
But I just want to back up a little bit because it was so funny. When we first get into our room and we're just waiting for the room, we go and Carrie and I, when we walk, we always have this. We always do the same side. Whenever we've slept in the same bed, you sleep on the same side, and we do that. So I pick the opposite side bed.
See, it's your fault.
It is my fault because I wanted to be by the window. So we get and we kind of plop ourselves down in the bed, waiting for dinner. And Carrie goes, "Oh my God! Oh my God! My bed! Something smells!" And she's going, "Susie!" And I'm thinking, "God help me! I don't want to get up." Put your nose. I'm like, what? I don't want to put my nose if it smells bad.
Smell it.
She's like, get over here, smell it. And go ahead. What was it, Carrie?
I was unpacking and I'd lay on the bed, then I'd get up, lay it down, and I'm like, something smells familiar. And what the familiar smell was the smell of a baby's soaked wet diaper because my bed, my mattress had been peed in, and then cruise, Carnival cruise. And so we called in. I said, you know, she didn't want to put her nose where I made her. Yeah. And then I made the steward come in and put his nose there.
Well, and Carrie said to the steward, I want a new mattress. I'm like, Carrie, we're on a ship.
They See, I would
every
be saying
square
the same
inch
thing.
Is accounted
the
for. They don't have like spare mattresses.
I don't care.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
I'm paying for that. I ain't sleeping on pee.
He turned it over and put, you know, it wasn't wet. It was just that somebody
it
had
smelled.
Yeah. It was gross. So that's all I'm very sensitive to smell. So that's all I smelled for a good. And I get up and she's still sleeping the next morning and I'm up and showered and she's like, "You're already showered." I'm like, I slept in pee. Yes, I am showered. So yeah, that was not the highlight of my trip. But and then it was so cute. The first night I think we were there, this cute, cute, cute Kristen comes over and she goes,
"How are they?"
Huh? Well, this is Kristen and Aaron, but this is different. Kristen comes over and she goes,
Kristen.
"I just want you to know that I had food poisoning on the plane, and the only thing that kept me from throwing up was listening to the Divas."
Yes.
Her mom was talking to her and she's like,
"Don't talk to me. I need the D." Hey, Kristen. She was so lovely. You guys,
bless her heart.
I have to tell you, our listeners, I didn't know how awesome our listeners were until I've met some of them.
Yeah.
Phenomenal yeah. ladies. These yeah. ladies rock.
Very well
they're,
accomplished.
They're accomplished. They're smart.
You should be proud.
Oh, Sharon, no. I mean, they're mind-blowing.
Kim is the one that was supposed to
meet us.
Yes. And
yes.
so I told her if she comes to town.
Oh, yeah. She came in town and we were
right,
going to meet
right.
her.
We had that party
yeah.
and she didn't
yeah,
come.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I told
right.
her she needs to come
yeah,
to the Diva Den. Yeah, she's going to come down
and be a guest.
Well, it's like Susan from
Washington.
D.C.
Yeah.
Washington,
yeah.
D.C. I mean, Director of Communications for Senator. It's like, yeah. and you listen to us?
I'm
yes.
thinking, yeah.
Really?
I know. Carrie and I said so many times, we can't believe that anybody like is even interested in listening what we
like,
have to
we,
say.
We could understand if our podcast was blasted through a trailer park. I mean, that would.
Oh, I'm kidding.
But so many people came up to us.
I'm and just kidding.
I know, yeah. but so many people came
we'll
up to us
out.
And somebody would say, oh my God, you're Suzanne. I recognize your voice. And I'm like, you're kidding. It almost kind of creeps
weird,
you.
Yeah.
It almost creeps you out a little bit. You're like, you recognize my voice?
Well, yeah, because we're in the elevator yeah. and one of the women said, are you Carrie? And I'm
yeah.
like, yeah. She. So you have to behave all the time.
I know that, yeah. that part kind of stinks.
You never know who's watching.
No, it was
and then,
fun.
Okay,
I
and then
it was fun that they
well, and
knew.
Then I had one woman who sat next to me at the bar one night, and she was saying, she goes, you know, I don't want to take too much of your time because I don't want to look like a groupie because I know there are other women who really want to talk to you.
Like you're
and you're like laughing, you're thinking, I don't care. Who?
Yeah, yeah, they've been lining
I'm
up.
I'm sure.
How
yeah.
sweet is that?
I know,
that's very
it's,
sweet.
It's so awesome.
We just have to do a diva thing.
Yeah.
A diva thing.
No. That's what they said. They said, when are you going to plan a diva
That's
escape?
That's what I mean.
I was like, oh, no. We are not planning this.
We
We're
can barely, yeah, we
no,
can barely
get a show.
We'll let
yeah.
Kristen and Aaron plan it, and we'll come along. That's what I said. Let yeah. them plan the whole nightmare thing, because it's a lot of work. Oh,
oh
my gosh.
A ton of work for them.
And Shannon sat next to us at our, it was kind of synchronistic. The people that were, like, seated at our table mm-hmm. and, you know, on you know, around our room, it was kind of wild because Shannon was right next to you, Suzanne.
Yes.
And she knew everything about us. And it was so funny. She goes, I really enjoyed that show when you went to Africa and you got naked and went in the teepee.
She confused
a
me.
Bit
yeah.
confused.
And that's what
yeah.
you do is you confuse because even
sure.
the stuff that I thought.
Listen, I confuse us.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah,
the stuff
yeah.
that I thought I knew about Aaron and Kristen, the Manic Mommies, I was confused. And I was
sure.
shocked at myself for being confused. I'm like,
and there's
oh
only
my
two
gosh.
Of them.
Yeah, I'm thinking,
and there's
how
five
do they
of
even
us.
Keep us straight?
Yeah, yeah, so how were Aaron and Kristen?
They were awesome.
Awesome.
But they were.
Busting it.
Oh my gosh, Kristen is hysterical. She is like the karaoke queen.
Yeah.
She always had a microphone in her hand, always singing, always the life of the party.
Yeah.
Aaron's more of the, you know, the.
Aaron's the grounding
yes,
one. Like, come
ground.
On, do you know what time it
yes.
is? We need to be doing this.
Yeah.
And Kristen's kind of like the disobedient child. Like, oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Just
one more song.
Yeah.
One more song.
Well,
they
round each other out. Yeah.
I listened to their show that they did as soon as they got back, or there was some of it from the escape.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear,
we were there, because we were there while they were recording that show,
right?
Right.
And
yeah.
they talked to you, Suzanne. You were on there briefly, and they talked
yeah.
to two or three other the presenters. But was it so? Kristen was like, "Hello, this is Kristen."
Oh, Kristen's voice was leaving her on the cruise, but then Aaron, I think, right before we left, was losing hers, and I lost mine. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Something funky was going around. That day, that Mom You that they recorded that show,
two dream
Suzanne
workshops.
Did two mm-hmm. dream workshops, and I got to tell you guys, you know, we've never seen her do her thing. It was really awesome. First of all, this one, I'm telling you, she's a freaking magnet. Everybody... I'm not kidding. Whether it was like getting coffee in the morning or on the dance floor, there's pictures of Suzanne. She's got like 10 people around her. And I was just laughing so hard because people don't know why. They're just, I love her. They're so attracted, you know. But the dream workshop was really cool. And I won't tell the details, but one woman had this really powerful dream, and Suzanne sat there and helped her kind of get through it. And when we got back, we get this email saying, we don't know the details yet, but it was like validation that it was.
Yeah, we got, it was on Facebook, and
yeah.
we got an email saying, oh my God,
yeah.
the woman's dream, and she, I won't say her name, came true.
There was something
and
to it.
And she is freaking out
yeah.
because Suzanne, you know, help. I don't interpret. I don't even like that word, but I
okay,
just help
sorry.
Some. No,
yeah.
no, you didn't say that word. But then it makes me sound like I'm the final authority. I'm not. I'm only helping her explore what her dream, her psyche revealed. So it's not me. It's just
But the things
her.
That these women revealed, like the things that they talked about, they just opened up. It was so cool.
It was very, very tender.
I think people really feel a sense of belonging and comfort, you know, and then they come together in this whole big, you think 130 women, and they just, you know. Oh, remember Amanda? We're getting our picture taken. She was so cute. She was like this little, like, she goes, she was nervous about saying hi to me, I think. And I was like, oh my gosh, Amanda, you know, they feel like you're kind of like celebrities or something. So we're so not, you know, we're so not. So it was fun.
Okay, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Listen to Living Green, Effortless Ecology for Everyday People, a weekly online audio program featuring champions of sustainable living at personallifemedia.com.
Okay, we're back. And just real quick, Suzanne, they were talking to you, were one of the presenters,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
And I think aren't Kristen and Aaron going to feature one of your talks an upcoming
episode?
Podcast?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay. Oh, Robin, you have the... okay, let's listen to what Aaron and Kristen have to say.
This week on the podcast, we are airing our session from The Escape, communicating with your spouse.
And not just your spouse, but communication tips for anyone that you can use on anyone, really. Your boss... your best friend, your sister.
Right. This is
your mother-in-law.
This is the session that was conducted by Suzanne from the Diva cast and from Dear Zany. And it was really fabulous. And, you know, so my favorite part about this talk that she gave is afterwards I found out there was a man lurking in the back. He crashed the session. It was just some cruiser.
I saw him, yeah.
And he crashed the session. I guess afterwards he said to people, he's like, wow, that I learned so much. You need to have this for men. Here it is, women. Air this for your husband.
Take a listen, and then we'll be right back.
Okay, well, you know what? Men really do need it, probably.
I wish more
women.
Men would have snuck in there, because he was so funny. He was this little bald-headed guy drinking his beer.
He was cute. He was very sweet.
We ran into him later with his girlfriend.
And his fiancée.
Yeah.
Did they look like they were communicating well?
Yeah, they looked like they were
actually. Yeah, he was such a nice guy. He was a very nice guy. So if you want to hear the whole presentation in its entirety, you'd have to go to manicmommies.com and listen to it.
But I think Robin's going to put it on Dear Zany.
Excellent.
Got permission.
Okay, good. So also be on DearZany.com.
Mm-hmm. I listened to it today.
Oh.
And I've told Suzanne, it's wonderful and it's great, but she got some people up there to do role playing. Kristen gets up and she role plays as her husband, and a couple other women are the husband and Suzanne's the wife. And it's, you know, and it was really neat, because at one point Suzanne is helping them with these communication tools, and it basically, you know, it just breaks down all your defenses. And at one point this woman had nothing more to say as the husband. Cause she's like, you don't do anything around the house. I work all day. And she just kept going. Okay, you know, you used her tools and used her tools. And at the end of it, the woman's just like, I have nothing more to say. I love you. And she gave Suzanne a big hug. It was so cute. So what I started to say is it's, I think, more powerful on, you know, if you're there in person and you can see it almost on video than it is when you're listening to, because I listen to it and I go, it doesn't have the same punch, you know, that it did when you're there. But it's good. I mean, it's good information. So,
good.
Yeah, it's great.
All right. Well, did they announce where they're going next year?
Not yet, but one of our FBs, Kim, has already started planning. So maybe they'll
someplace in Arizona.
Where did y'all go?
Bahamas.
Did you get off the ship?
We did.
Yeah. We got off for about an hour.
And Nassau?
Yeah.
Nassau. Yeah. And Carrie bought some t-shirts. Did your girls like the t-shirts?
I haven't seen them on their bodies. I don't think they really appreciated them. No. I should have just kept
work
my money.
The work we did.
I know.
Yeah, but it was good to get off the ship.
Yeah.
You know, and just walk around and, yeah. It's so weird, though, is that I get kind of seasick, but I get it like when I get off the ship, I still, even up to yesterday, felt a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. My equilibrium's a little bit off.
Julie, have you ever been on a cruise?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
So was it just horrible
three or
for
four.
You?
Yeah, pretty much.
Because, I mean, there
I've
were some
the
people
patch,
that were really.
I've done the Dramamine. I've done the other one. I've done the bracelet. I've done it all.
Oh, some
Do
of the
you
women
get sick
went
the entire time?
Mm-hmm, pretty much.
Oh, that's miserable.
There was one medication that It's not Dramamine. It's the new one. Bonine.
Yeah.
Bonine. That one helped me, but I remember stay. It's B-O-N-I-N-E.
I call it Bonine, but she might call maybe she, it might be. I don't know what they're correct.
That's
is.
My southern way to say it.
Bonine.
Yeah, but I was thinking bovine, like cow.
No, it's called Bonine. Okay, but it's like a Dramamine, but it doesn't make you drowsy. But I remember standing on the ship, and it was, I mean, the stuff was sliding on the shelves. And, you know, I get very...
Oh, that's bad.
And I'm standing there, and my knuckles were white.
Yeah.
And this guy looks at me, and we're at my husband's office thing, you know, and we're sitting there, and I'm talking to this guy, trying to be nice. He's a client. And I look at him, and he said, Julie, are you going to talk to me, or are you going to throw up? I said, oh, my God, is it that obvious? He goes, you need to go to
you're
the clinic.
Yeah. You're green.
I was aww. Green. And so I went down to the little guy or whatever.
Yeah. Was that helpful? What'd they do?
No, they gave me the bracelets, the pressure point bracelets. Mm-hmm. It'll work. Yes, but I was like, put those on, give me a patch, do this, do that,
but
do whatever.
They say you got to get it before it starts.
Right. Well, I had the patch already.
Yeah, some women went, what did they do, snorkeling, Suzanne? Mm-hmm. And they got sick.
And all of them
got
sick.
Yeah, but that would have been the rough
boat.
Waters.
On the boat,
too.
They were sick. Yeah. I mean, we had the hurricane, and it was overcast some days, mm-hmm. but it was fine. It wasn't
But they're used to dodging stuff like that, mm-hmm. too, going around, whatever. Well, good. Do we have any voicemails?
Yay.
About the trip?
Hi, Divas. This is Elaine in North Carolina. I got the pleasure of meeting a couple of you on the Escape with the Manic Mommies, and it was fantastic. For the rest of you, can't wait to meet you all, but I'm so glad to have come back and hear all five of you on a podcast. That was a special treat. But about your random acts of kindness, I'm a pharmaceutical rep, and I'm in offices all day long, and I never realized until having children what a nice act of kindness it was when someone is not only in a wheelchair or a walker, but even just with a stroller to wait and hold the door. My kids make fun of me that we're the doorman at daycare because my children are finally old enough I don't need a stroller, but we probably wait for 5 or 10 people to come in every morning because I'm holding the door for the mom who has a stroller and another baby and a bag and those types of things, and especially in shopping malls, et cetera, people forget that you don't have automatic doors and you can't do that with one hand. So I do that all the time, and I know that your podcast is not so random, but it is a wonderful act of kindness for those of us who drive around and need wonderful, fun stuff to listen to. So I want to thank all of you for making the time when you can to get together and get your podcast. It's always a special treat. Look forward to meeting the rest of you. Bye.
Bye. Oh, thank you.
Elaine needs to come to Atlanta.
I tell you what, we absolutely loved her. Elaine is a Suzanne. It's a special kiss for you, you sweet thing. I fell in love with her.
I know, me too. She is
so sweet. The most tender spirit.
I mean,
about
giving. Anything she can do.
She was like, Julie, I was like, I have to go to the bathroom, and I couldn't find a bathroom. She's like, come on. And she's
I was
going to
say, I loved her southern accent. Yes, thing she said.
She is a firstborn, and she was like, she only had a sister, a little sister like you, and she dragged me around looking for bathrooms, and then we couldn't find one. Well, the women's was full. She blocked the men's.
That would be me.
And she was like, good for go. You.
Yeah.
So, Elaine, I love you. She's just a sweet, kind woman.
Yeah,
love her.
She came and found me. I got stuck in the, the tango bar? Somehow, some guy.
Mango.
No. On the cruise. The samba? So you were dancing with that boy, and I sat down to watch at the bar, and then all of a sudden the whole place closes up, and there's this professional dance competition, and I'm stuck. So I'm there for half an hour on the bar stool by myself, and she came and found me and brought me to Suzanne.
Yeah. It was a search and rescue operation.
Fine, but it was just sweet that she was looking out for me.
Yeah, she was great.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. We got another one.
Hi, Divas. This is Amanda from Illinois, and I met Carrie and Suzanne on the Manic Mommies Escape this last weekend. And I have to say, I mean, my favorite part of the escape obviously was just to be able to do whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted. That was such a blessing. But, ranking really high up there, too, among my favorite things was meeting Carrie and Suzanne. And I just want to say thank you. You guys were so nice, and probably, especially with Carrie, I probably was kind of like a bumbling idiot. You know, I just had a couple glasses of wine and we're waiting for the picture. I'm just like, I just love you. I just love you guys. And she's like, what have you called about? I don't know, just to tell you I love you. I sound like a fool, I'm sure. But, you know, I really do. I think you guys are great. I love listening to you and Suzanne. So gracious, you know, so nice. I was waiting to, you know, say hi to you for the whole weekend. And every time I wanted to, you were talking to somebody else. And, you know, even the guy, the funny guy who was, you know, listening to you, listening to the awesome relationship talk you gave, you know, you stopped and you talked with everyone, which was just, I just thought was great, you know. You know, people at our dinner table were talking about how, man, you know, that guy was bugging you. And I was like, no, I really think that she's just so nice and so gracious and is so, you know, just wanted to talk to him and see who he was. And so I thought very highly of you. That made me think very highly of you. Both of you are just so nice. So I'll stop rambling again. Next year I hope to meet Amy and Julie and Sharon. I was so bummed that the psychic wasn't right, you know, that Sharon didn't make it. But
how sweet is that?
Next year, yeah. Keep everything coming, because I love every week listening to you guys, and have a great holidays. We're upon the holiday season. So you can use this. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, Amanda.
I just think it's funny that she says, and I was just a babbling idiot. Like, if she's ever listened to the DivaCast. Yeah. It's like, hello, what do you think?
We are the queen of the bubbling idiot.
That's what I'm like. Yeah. Okay, yeah. You didn't relate to us.
That's what I was trying to say, because she's like, you know, she came up kind of shy, and it's like, okay, you just have to tell me what you emailed about, because you do get the names and the emails mixed up. Like, you remember when people email, but you can't, you think you can keep it straight, but you can't.
Plus, we might get four Elaines.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like thousands of Elaines.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I just think it was funny because we're all babbling idiots. Yeah. How many times do we leave here and go, oh my God, could you not have shut me up about that? You
know? Well, the last show that we did, I had to edit, and I decided we weren't going to even air it because it was just me talking the entire time. So yeah, I'm the babbling idiot. I'm the queen of it.
But that's very sweet. Thanks for taking the time.
Amanda, thank you, sweetie.
Carrie, tell them, I mean, you were going to have to apologize again to family members and.
Yeah.
You've got eight.
I've had to sit down with a couple family members and apologize. And so I listened to this past show that we did, and I was just so completely stressed out about two kids with staph infection and the whole sandwich generation with my father-in-law and caring for him. And I went back and listened to it, and it was like the Carrie show for 30 minutes. I'm like, blah, 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 blah. And you would hear Sharon go, eh, eh. And I'm, nope, nope. I would interrupt you. It was horrible. I was like, okay, this cannot even go out. It's just ridiculous. So.
But it's a good topic, so we need to revisit that. And that's caring for your parents.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But Amanda, we're all babbling idiots. Yeah. That's part of being a diva.
Oh my gosh.
That means you are a true diva.
Yeah, exactly. Your message was so sweet.
I know.
And okay, thank you for taking the time to call.
I know. Yeah. Do we have another one?
Yeah, I think we have one more Manic Mommy.
Okay.
No. Okay, no more. Okay, sorry. Oops, we're done. No.
Well, you know what? Guys, thank you for taking the time to call and to email us.
Because that's huge. And you know what? Always call us at 678-884-0524. We love to get voicemails specifically because it makes the show more interesting, you know, and share us with your friends.
Yeah, tell three friends about us, because that's really important in how...
And how we grow and
all of that.
Well, and it's we learn more about you and about women and about girlfriends. Or if you don't like to leave a message, that's okay. Email us, diva@thedivacast.com, because we're always, you know, I love to read all the emails. I mean, we all do. We all love to.
And you can blog there too.
Sure. Yeah.
So
I was going to mention Angela is a gifted. I don't care what you say, Angela. You are a gifted photographer, and she took some really great pictures. And I think they're posted on the Manic Mommy's website. But they are on Facebook as well. So if you guys are on Facebook,
all of our listeners,
friend us, friend cool. Suzanne
and Carrie. We're both on Facebook.
Yeah, and I'm gonna be.
That's like
Sharon.
It is addicting. I can't get off of it. I come home and my son is like, Mom, you're always on Facebook. I'm like, I know I can't.
Well, you know what's so funny? I was on Facebook and my daughter was over my shoulder, and all of a sudden, Judy. Hey, Judy. She's my friend. She's a friend of my friend Andy's, and she lives, I think it's Thailand. I can't remember. She's across the world. All of a sudden, this little thing pops up, and she's like chatting with me on Facebook. And my daughter comes over my shoulder, and I say, oh, look at this. This is so cool. Look, she's across the world. And my daughter's like, Mom, You didn't even know this chat thing? Look, she's showing me in the bottom right hand corner.
I still don't know how to send.
It all you got to do is ask your kids how to do it.
I know. Yeah.
I feel like a moron, but I'm like, oh, this is so much fun.
It is so much fun.
That's cool.
And we've had a lot of response from the women on Manic Mommies, you know, joining Facebook and finding us. So
here's a question, though, because my daughter wants to be on Facebook. And she actually did it because she couldn't get a hold of me to ask me.
Oh, yeah. Because it was an emergency.
Yeah, because her friend was, you know, setting her up. Mm-hmm. And then I said, no, you need to go. And then she came back. She goes, well, Mom, I have 28 friends already. So I need to go ahead and get off before it gets too big. So I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Well, she can do it as private, though.
See, I don't know.
If she marks it as private, that's okay. That way she can only, the people that she wants in, you know,
not some weirdo off the street.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a whole nother topic. Okay. All right. Well, it's time to go.
Okay.
Okay.
Sharon says it's time to go.
So, wait.
Sharon
the
first.
Wait, no,
the FB.
Okay. The FB. We have got two.
She's the youngest. That's
what's
so funny.
Monsieur
I know, but I'm a bossy young one.
Wait, instead of the music, I just want to say on the way home, let's just tell a little story on the way home.
Okay. You tell.
Okay. So on the way home, Carrie and I, we are just so exhausted. Our flight is supposed to depart at 1:45, you know, in the afternoon. Flight's canceled. Next flight, we can't get out until about 8 o'clock that night. We are looking at each other just like slap happy. We are so, so exhausted. And Carrie's coming down with something. And I'm going, oh my God, my throat is sore.
Are you flying out of Miami or Fort Lauderdale?
We are flying out of Miami.
Okay, got it.
So I'm just like, oh my gosh. And I looked at Carrie and I'm like, we are not staying in this airport. She's like, well, Suzanne, what are we going to do? And I said, So we go. We hop in a taxi after we've made reservations at the Intercontinental right on the bay. We get a beautiful room. Thank you, Intercontinental. Hey, you know what? Do our many listeners know? I didn't know this was available. You can get a half day. My husband told me this. You can rent a hotel room for a half day.
How does he know that? That's like
yeah, but don't they have like sex. Flashing lights?
Airline.
Aren't they like flashing lights? And you know, no, I'm kidding.
No. Yeah. No, this was
red, big red light.
No. This
good time.
No, this was granite bathtubs and
okay.
blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So Carrie fell asleep. So we're in this big king size bed. That's all we could get. And Carrie fell asleep and I take a hot bath and I get into bed. And she...
Okay, I have a head cold. Remember?
No, I know, sweetie. So I stick in my iPod and when she wakes up, she goes, geez, Suzanne, your iPod, it's so loud. I can hear it over here. I'm like, I'm trying to drown out your snoring.
I love you, Carrie.
I know. Anytime I stay in a hotel or anything like that, that the drive.
I congestion. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, so
she never
like,
snores except then.
Yeah. Ask my husband. I swear I don't.
No,
so,
you know.
So Suzanne, I like it. Hurt. The loud music wakes me out of a deep snoring sleep. And I'm like, oh my gosh, she's going to like burst her eardrums. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to lay here and just fall back asleep. And then later I'm like, and she said, yeah, I'm drowning you out. I'm like, okay. But you do listen to it far too loud.
I know.
That's not good for your hearing.
I know.
And then.
Coming from an SLP, hearing.
She just totally treated me. And then we went downstairs and had a bottle of yummy Bordeaux wine, which I didn't know you could get Bordeaux wine that was white.
It was a Rothschild Lafitte. And I just said,
She treated us.
We were so tired. And I said, we are doing this right. We're going to order a good bottle of wine.
That is a good bottle.
You know, and then we had this lovely cheese thing. You know, but it was so European. It felt like we were in Europe.
It was so nice. Yeah. And our waitress was European.
Oh,
and our.
She was lovely. Beautiful.
Yeah. And the guy beside us was European. So it's all working.
We didn't want that. We wanted that flight to be canceled, didn't we? Now this one, we're thinking, okay, we could spend the
we
night
could
here.
We could stay here.
Yeah, that would work.
Let the kids get off to school. Mosey on in midday.
Hello.
Yeah. So there, and we got first class on the way home
It was nice.
But we slept.
Yeah.
We're so tired. Yeah.
We slept the entire time.
Yeah.
As soon as the plane took off.
We were exhausted.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was so much fun.
Yes.
Thank you, Manic Mommies.
All right, we'll be there next time.
Thank you, Aaron and Kristen.
Thank you, Aaron and Kristen. Yeah, go check out their shows, manicmommies.com.
Don't forget to call us at 678-884-0524.
And or the email us at diva@thedivacast.com. Hey, check out DearZanny.com. Check out my relationship advice show. And Carrie, your show, Words to Mouth. Words to mouth.com. Check it out.